A Winter's Tale. It is a winter's tale that the snow-blind twilight ferries over the lakes and floating fields, from the farm in the cup of the vales, gliding windless through the hand-folded flakes, the pale breath of cattle at the stealthy sail, and the stars falling cold. And the smell of hay in the snow, and the far owl warning among the folds, and the frozen hold flocked with the sheep-white smoke of the farmhouse cowl, in the river-wended vales, where the tale was told. Once, when the world turned old, on a star of faith, pure as the drifting bread, as the food and flames of the snow, a man unrolled the scrolls of fire that burned in his heart and head, torn and alone, in a farmhouse, in a fold of fields. And burning then in his firelit island, ringed by the winged snow, and the dunghills white as wool, and the hen-roost sleeping chill, till the flame of the cock-crow combs through the mantle-yards, and the morning men stumble out with their spades, the cattle stirring, the mousing cats stepping shy, the puff-birds hopping and hunting, the milkmaids gentle in their clogs over the fallen sky, and all the woken farm at its white trades. He knelt, he wept, he prayed, by the spit and the black pot in the log-bright light, and the cup and the cut bread in the dancing shade, in the muffled house, in the quick of night, at the point of love, forsaken and afraid. He knelt on the cold stones, he wept from the crest of grief, he prayed to the veiled sky, may his hunger go howling on bare white bones, past the statues of the stables and the sky-roof styes and the duck-pond glass and the blinding byres alone, into the home of prayers and fires, where he should prowl down the cloud of his snow-blind love and rush in the white lairs. His naked need struck him howling and bowed, though no sound flowed down the hand-folded air, but only the wind-strung hunger of birds.